stolen. I lied and why? Because you asked me to. But now you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got two hands. Well, I'm still fond of you. Oh, oh, oh. So what difference does it make?
To go. is another world. There is a better world where I must be.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Asleep from the World Won't Listen compilation. I believe that was a B-side. I don't know what the A-side is, sorry. You'll have to Google it. What difference does it make before that from the Smiths' debut? And that was Sweet and Tender Hooligan, the John Peel session from the Louder Than Bombs compilation recorded at John Peel's studio on December 2nd of 86. There's a Light That Never Goes Out. From The Queen Is Dead, brilliant track. And we started this extended set off with Ask from the Rank live comp, live in London, 1986. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here. And so this is our tribute show to Andy Rourke. So, you know, I didn't like go through the catalog and pick out the best songs that has like the best bass parts. I just figured I'd play the Smith songs that I like and whatever, however else it comes together. Apparently, after he after the band broke up, the Smiths broke up, he kind of did his own thing. There are other bands he was in. I can't think of any of them. But I did, like, as I mentioned earlier, myself and DJ Sean saw him at a... he was DJing some like bar slash club like in Brooklyn on New Year's Eve in like 2000, maybe 2009, and 2008 it could be. And we went out and I think I took a picture of DJ Sean with him. I don't know if I have that somewhere at 3 in the morning. Still, DJ set going strong. And 1,000 Points of Light, welcome. Thanks for joining me here. I'm going to play next our song, another song off of Strange Ways. This is one of the first couple songs that really turned me on to the Smiths. I just love the irony of this upbeat, poppy song, and the song is Girlfriend in a Coma. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think she'll pull through? Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's serious. My baby, goodbye. There were times when I could
dollars, there is but one concern. I have just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. As Antony said to Cleopatra, as he opened the crater veil, oh, I said, some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you, and I will too. When you laugh about people who feel so very lonely, their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever know. Struck me, I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
Thank you.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that joke isn't funny anymore. I took that from Mita's Murder, and I was also looking at this compilation they have called Complete, which I guess, as the name would imply, is literally every song they ever wrote and released. Anyway, before that, Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others. I think that was the song, that was the first song that had Smith fans thinking that Morrissey had a soft spot for, you know, larger, more heavy-set women. Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others. Some Girls' Mothers Are Bigger Than Others' Mothers. Panic, Hang the DJ, Louder Than Bombs is where we took that from. Girlfriend in a Coma, from Strange Ways Here We Come. And so this one, or that song, and this next song I'm about to play are what really turned me on to the Smiths. I just love the irony and just these upbeat, poppy, kind of silly-sounding songs with, like, serious subject matter. You have to remember, I was like a teenager when I first heard this stuff, so I was kind of like, wow, I love this irony. It's heavy. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Up next, Unhappy Birthday from Strange Ways Here We Come. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 med for WMFO.
I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. 'Cause you're evil and you lie. And if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Loved and lost, and some may say, when usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I say no, I'm gonna kill my dog. May the line sag heavy and deep tonight. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to an unhappy birthday. 'Cause you're evil and you lie. And if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Loved and lost, and some may say, usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I said no, and then I shut myself. So drink, drink, drink and be ill tonight. From
we'll last night at the fair by the big wheel generator. A boy stabbed his money, is grabbed in the air and said he loved a girl in wine. She is famous, she is funny. An engagement ring doesn't mean nothing to a man who's seen by that money. Last night at the fair, from a seat on a whirling waltzer, a skater sent for a watching eye to hear his trade on another side. From a seat on a whirling waltzer, a skater sent for a watching eye to hear his trade on another side. Then someone falls in love, someone's beaten up, someone's beaten up. In the hair of a speedway operator is all a tremulous heart requires. The schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die if I jump from the top of the bus? This is the last night of the fair, and the grease in the hair of a speedway operator is all a tremulous heart requires. A schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die?
Pale. I've spent too long on your trail. chasing your tail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, we'll be right back.
was Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. I guess I've been sort of feeling my way around, waiting and looking for like a feature, a signature Andy Rourke bass moment. I think we just heard one. That was Barbarism Begins at Home from Meet His Murder. That was essentially like a 2.5 minute bass solo ending that song. It was incredibly funky. It was really cool, actually. And I wish I could say that I'd planned that. I think if I had known that song featured him so prominently, I probably would have saved that to the end. But instead, I'm saving something else. You can probably guess what it is, but it's fine. I don't really do surprises here anyway. That was Barbarism Begins at Home, as I mentioned just now. Meet His Murder is the name of the record. Half a Person prior to that from the best. Took that from the first Best Of. That would be the Best of the Smiths, Volume 1. His latest flame, Rush Home Ruffians from Live in London 86. That would have been Rank. And then we started the set off with Unhappy Birthday, one of the funny, cute little ironic songs that first turned me on to the Smiths off of Strange Ways. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And so this is our tribute show to Andy Rourke, the bass player for the Smiths who passed on Friday of pancreatic cancer. And the Smiths play a huge role in the life of 1,000 Points of Light. So we need to take a break and take a... I had other things planned, many other things planned, but I had to put them on hold and we had to slot this one in front. So this is what's going on here tonight, 20 of 10, right now. Let's hear this cute little ditty called Cemetery Gates from The Queen Is Dead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? With the loves and hates and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn. And you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and cons, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. Could only be your own. And then produce the text from whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. And Yeats are on your side, but you lose. This will the love of wild is on the mind.
Does the body rule the mind, or does the mind rule? just another false alarm. So tell me how long before the last one, and tell story is old, I know, but it goes on. The story is old, I know, but it goes on.
Thousand Points of Light. Underneath, of course, Sheila, Take a Bow. from Louder Than Bombs. And prior to that, last night I dreamt that somebody loved me. And that was from Strange Ways Here We Come. You got to love that 2 minute pounding piano intro. Still Ill. You know, it's funny, when I first saw the name of that title, I thought it was called Still 3. Like there was a Still 1 and Still 2 somewhere. Just the way it's written there. From the Smiths, from their self-titled debut, and it was Cemetery Gates from The Queen Is Dead, starting things off. The Smiths had an incredible, so prolific, all these little pop songs. They're like pop masters, craft masters, really. And in such a small period, or a short period of time, and they were so young, it's kind of amazing. I'm tempted, really, to compare them to the Beatles, really, because Morrissey and Marr, because of the brilliant songcraft and just how prolific over a short period, and then they broke up. Anyway, all right, let's wrap things up here with How Soon Is Now, one of my favorite tracks from the Smiths. This is I'm playing this one. It appears on Hatful of Hollow and then a reissue of Mita's Murder. I'll see you in 2 weeks here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
You stand on your own.